WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Phil Joano was labeled Hollywood Wonder Kid from practically the moment he left film school in the mid-80s. He hasn't become a household name yet, but his big gangster picture, State of Grace, did win scattered raves. And his latest is a movie with lots of star power, Richard Gere, Kim Basinger, and Uma Thurman. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Final Analysis.
I had a lot of fun at Final Analysis, but let's face it, this isn't a real movie. It's an imitation movie, just like Shining Through, which opened last week, and just like a lot of other pictures conceived during the last 2 years, when Hollywood was running even more scared than usual. What Final Analysis is dying to be is a Hitchcock picture. Any Hitchcock picture will do, but Vertigo would be nice. And if we can get a whiff of Spellbound in there and then throw in some standard film noir double crosses, great, we're in business. But first, audiences will have to get over the movie's central glaring boo-boo. I mean, Richard Gere as a psychiatrist? Would you tell your darkest secrets to American Gigolo himself? All right, admittedly, Gere isn't your run-of-the-mill plain vanilla hunk. He's the world's foremost tree-hugging Tibetan Buddhist hunk, but he's never been an actor you could warm to. And you have to admit, his screen presence is not about being a good listener. Not that that matters to his sexy young patient, Diana, played by Uma Thurman. Here she is telling Dr. Gere her latest steamy dream.
I had the dream again. I'm arranging flowers on a table as a centerpiece. I decorate the flower pot with fancy paper. The paper feels like velvet. There are three kinds of flowers. Lilies, carnations.
And a third kind.
Violence.
Violence?
I didn't say violence.
What did you say?
I said violates. I said violence. Violets. They're just flowers. I once did floral arranging. Why does everything always have to be about sex?
Thurman gets better with every movie she's in, and her portrait of a neurotic young beauty just beginning to realize the power of her sexuality is almost too accurate and well-observed, at least for this movie. I mean, here's Gere acting up a storm with his eyelids. Two blinks mean he's thinking, three blinks mean he's worried, five blinks mean he's phoning for pizza. And then over here, there's Kim Basinger strenuously manipulating her famous pout. She plays Thurman's fascinatingly troubled older sister, Heather, whom Gere falls head over heels for. Whereupon the plot thickens. It seems Heather has this minor psychosis that makes her violent whenever she drinks alcohol. And then there's her nasty mobster husband, whom she wants desperately to get rid of, and, well, if you've ever seen Double Indemnity or The Postman Always Rings Twice, you won't be surprised to learn that Gere is soon up to his nobly graying sideburns in trouble. After a slow first half, the plot twists and twists and then twists again, and in between the twists are holes that could swallow Rhode Island. But the crazier this movie gets, the more fun it is. The stars are glamorous in the old Hollywood style. The music is noisy and tempestuous in the old Hitchcock movie style. And Joano's direction is so hot and bothered that it verges on high camp. Final Analysis is for people who occasionally enjoy taking a peek at the supermarket tabloids, who secretly watch shows like Hard Copy and Inside Edition. And since you can't care about any of its thoroughly dislikable characters, you may find yourself, as I did, greeting each shocking new development with a low, somewhat nasty chuckle. Final Analysis is a movie that speaks not to your inner child, but to your inner sleazebag. And my inner sleazebag loved it.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.